Media release. Producers note, this document shows the coat of arms for the New Zealand Parliament. This document was produced as a single audio file, primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people by Accessible Information and Communications Limited on the 14th of November 2025. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. More information about our production process is given at the end. In this document there are links to long website URLs. If we think a URL may be difficult to hear or remember, our approach is to set it up as a short URL in the form aicomms.nz followed by a slash in then four digits, which is much easier to hear and remember than a typical URL. When you browse to one of these URLs, your browser will automatically redirect to the original long URL. End of producer's note. Media release. Honourable Louise Upston, Minister for Disability Issues, the 17th of November 2025. Valued and visible. Making sign language live. A new 10-year strategy aims to strengthen New Zealand sign language, making it a more visible, valued part of everyday life. Launching the NZSL Strategy 2026-2036, Minister for Disability Issues Louise Upston says it's important for NZSL to be supported, strengthened and promoted in New Zealand. Increasing everyday use and fluency will improve access to services and lead to better outcomes for deaf people and NZSL users, Louise Upston says. I know deaf people and NZSL users struggle to access public services or community events. That's why we need a strategy guiding the work of government agencies and community organizations so NZSL can be used and understood. The strategy we're welcoming today was developed by the NZSL board alongside its Te Māori, Māori Deaf Advisory Group, Te Rōpū Kaitiaki. The board is responsible for the maintenance and promotion of NZSL, and I want to acknowledge its hard work over many years. I also want to thank all the individuals, communities and organizations who have taken part in consultation. That consultation and feedback matters because to truly lift the status of NZSL, we must work to integrate it into everyday life across government, business, media, and communities. That means celebrating NZSL through NZSL Week, media stories, and role models from the deaf community. It means celebrating the 20th anniversary of NZSL as an official language and preparing to mark the 25th and 30th anniversaries during the life of this strategy. Integration also means ensuring NZSL is visible and valued. Everyone has a role to play. Whether you're a parent, teacher, public servant, or business owner, you can help to energize and integrate NZSL. Our shared vision should be clear: New Zealand Sign Language, everyone, everywhere, every day, Louise Upston says. The strategy launched today has two approaches. The first is to ensure deaf people and NZSL users, particularly children, are able to learn and use NZSL. This includes strengthening the use of NZSL in the home because most deaf children are born into hearing families and whānau. The second approach aims to ensure non-NZSL users understand and accept the use of NZSL. Many barriers faced by NZSL users stem from the lack of information and services available to NZSL users. Information about the strategy is available in alternate formats, NZSL, easy read, large print, audio and braille on the NZSL board website. aicomms.nz/3226. Producers note, this audio version of this document was produced on the 14th of November 2025 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 1050. Phone 09-320-4173. Email info@aicomms.co.nz. Website www.aicomms.co.nz. This production was made using a computerized process for converting text-to-speech with a broadcast-quality human voice. Our process includes listening to the resulting speech and taking action to minimize pronunciation errors, including words in Te Māori and Polynesian languages. This production is intended primarily for blind, deafblind and low-vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.